The Jaguar XE is being referred to as the Baby Jag. This is a slightly inaccurate description since the new Jag isn't too small by any standard. It is just that most Jags have such overwhelming dimensions that this reasonably sized XE might seem a lot smaller. The most talked about aspect of the new Jaguar is the 2.0-litre turbo diesel engine. It is expected to be a breakthrough introduction in the niche of luxury brand cars. Aluminium seems like the way ahead. The XE will use an aluminium-heavy composition to ensure that the high mileage offered as a result of the engine is further accentuated by a lighter, but not weaker, frame. For many of us, who have been dedicatedly following the Jaguar over the last decade, this bit of news is rather exciting. Jaguar isn't the most innovative brand, often dubbed as being apprehensive about change. This kind of initiative means it has become sensitive to the demand for greener cars that have a smaller environmental imprint. People who were saying that luxury car makers are not bothered about lowering emissions must be getting a reality check as more updates pour from the much-awaited XE. With the confirmed feature of a CO2 rating that is far below the benchmark of 100 g/km, Jaguar British has impressed everyone. People are already guessing whether the Ingenium engine will eventually become a staple for Jags of all sizes. This might not be the case. We need to understand that Jaguars are essentially restrained, but highly powered road bullies. They are meant to intimidate and impress you. Using an aluminium-intensive body structure might not be the case with other Jags at the moment or the near future. However, the XE should be the game changer that the luxury car segment has been looking for since a long time. It's talked about frugality is going to challenge the impressively economical specs of the BMW 3 Series or the C-Class members of the Mercedes-Benz fraternity. We feel that the Jaguar XE will outperform these contenders, that is in the form of the frugal aspect. Jaguar has given strong indications that aluminium might form a substantial, nearly 75% of XE's structural configuration. Recent revelations point towards the use of riveted aluminium technology, which hasn't been interpreted too well. Jaguar seems confident of this particular blend of aluminium. Actually, it is a type of aluminium-based alloy, the RC5754. What has impressed some analysts is the high concentration of recycled aluminium. What to expect more from the Jaguar XE? Mark White, the man who has been in charge of Jaguar's innovations, has claimed that a fully aluminized body structure is the preferred way to go for Jaguar in the near future. However, there are some serious doubts about this stream of thinking. Yes, low weight helps to raise the fuel efficiency, but it also compromises the driving dynamics that have become synonymous with Jaguar. All eyes are now on Jaguar XE's hardware. Even the front suspension is likely to be made of forged aluminium. Industry analysts are expecting the Jaguar XE to have better low-speed maneuverability along with the wider range of variable steering damping and an advanced traction-gaining technology. Other features we expect from the XE include crankshaft, reduced friction for longer life, tub chargers, use of double turbocharging, balance of shafts, six-cylinder performance, cam chain, as durable as the engine, pistons, use of 500cc cylinders. Wrapping up this discussion, we will keep you updated about any more changes/updates as the launch of the Jaguar XE comes nearer. We are expecting the XE to generate a lot of consumer interest and become perhaps the first volumes model for the UK carmaker. If you have any inputs to share about the XE, please share them with us. If you want to explore an array of used Jaguars, please click here to explore various options. You can also contact us for a payment plan tailored to your preferences.